whether it had been real or a phantasm, and whether the difference mattered. Finally, Ben asked,
Was that a force ghost?
Luke thought for a moment, then simply shrugged.
I have no idea, Ben.
He turned back to the woman in the mist and motioned for Rondi to continue.
But whatever it was him.
Rondi started forward again, and despite Anakin's warning, Ben knew better than to try to convince his father to turn back. Whoever, whatever that woman in the mist was, she was a part of what was threatening his order, the order that Anakin had died to protect, and Luke Skywalker was not going to turn back until she told him what she knew. They continued onward for more than Ben had thought the distance to the woman was, another 100 paces at least. Then his father lurched forward, his front leg suddenly dropping to the thigh in the dark water.
Dad!
Ben grabbed him by the arm and was nearly pulled in after him, and he caught them both in the force and lifted them back onto the path that Rondi had chosen for them.
Are you all right?
Instead of answering, his father merely looked into the water. For one terrible instant, Ben feared that he hadn't been quick enough, that some part of his father's essence had already vanished into the depths of eternity. Then, Ben saw what his father was looking at. When Ben had spotted Anakin's face below the surface, he had felt astonished, confused, even frightened. This time, he just hurt.
Mom?
He gasped. His mother's green eyes snapped open. She floated to the surface, looking neither happy nor confused, but worried, frightened, maybe even angry. Her gaze snapped from Ben to Luke and back again.
You two shouldn't be here. What's the matter with you?
Ben couldn't answer. He had a lump in his throat the size of his fist, and the words just wouldn't come. But to his astonishment, his father merely smiled and dropped back into a squat.
Hello, Mara. It's good to see you.
Her expression softened.
You too, Skywalker. But I'm serious. You can't be.
We're fine, Luke assured her.
Not if you're here. You're not.
Her mouth tightened with a sudden wave of horror.
You're not.
We're alive, Mara, on a mission.
Luke glanced around the lake, then added, one of the strangest ones I've ever had, but we're still working it.
Can you tell me what this place is exactly?
I told you,
the Given rasped from behind Ben.
The Lake of Apparitions.
Not what he meant, Bonehead,
Ben said, his irritation jolting him out of his shock.
Hi, Mom. Long time no see.
The wisecrack finally brought back the radiant smile that Ben had been aching to see again for nearly 3 years now.
Ben, you've grown, and more than just taller.
Ben nodded and squatted next to his father.
In a lot of ways.
He longed to lean down and kiss his mother's watery cheek, or at least to reach out and touch it. But she was only a reflection, and he did not dare risk it, fearing that he might shatter the moment or send her sinking back beneath the surface. Instead, he asked,
Mom, what can you tell us about this place? It's pretty weird. You're talking to a dead woman, Ben. Of course it's weird.
She looked away for a moment, thinking, then shook her head.
I don't know what I can tell you. It's different for everyone, I imagine.
And for you?
His father asked.
For me, it's a place of reflection, to consider what I've done.
Luke's brows rose, alarmed, but also in pain.
Mara, are you suffering?
I've done some things that caused me anguish, yes,
she said. Luke shook his head.
But you didn't know better. Palpatine tricked you.
Mara gave Luke a sad smile and looked as though she would have liked to touch him as much as Ben would have liked to touch her.
I made my peace with Palpatine a long time ago. You know that.
She turned to Ben.
But I didn't serve him my whole life, and that has been both my blessing and my curse.
Ben frowned.
Mom, I don't understand.
Jason,
she said simply.
I didn't go after him as a Jedi, Ben. I went after him as a hunter. A killer.